Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We will get to Bill's Throws in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends again at the Magical Lights of Lincoln. If you have not stopped by the Sand Hills Global Event Center yet, what are you doing? Why have you not been there? It is.
Yeah, that's dumb.
It is the star of December in this city. It's the thing you want to go to. It's a half hour of your time. $25 Monday to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, $30. And it's per car, not per person. You want to do this. ChristmasLightsInLincoln.com. More than 2 million lights on display for this wonderful trip through lights at the Sand Hill Global Event Center. If you put in code Bill, B-I-L-L, at the website, $5 would go to the White Cane Foundation, helping clothe youth with new clothing in need here in town.
New clothing. Not used. It's new. It's new. Beautiful.
It's labels new. On.
Yes. If you put in SIP, S-I-P, $5 would go to Cedars, obviously housing kids in need in Lincoln. And if you put Jake, J-A-K-E, $5 would go to the We Can Do This Foundation, feeding hungry kids on the weekend in Lincoln. So, again, ChristmasLightsInLincoln.com.
It's not just for people, Jake. I have a video I can show with you guys. Sugar made the trip.
She did.
Sugar went through Magical Lights the other night.
How did she like it?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. I have the video
it's
to show.
Just for people.
A lot of barking.
No, she was just
licking the window.
She sits up in the back like a human and just takes it all in.
Nice.
Just takes
not
it
just
all
for
in.
People.
Not just for people. Take your
other
dogs.
Dog, cats.
Yes, yeah. Anything you need, any sort of farm animal, give it a shot. Just if I see someone pulling some cattle through, it'd be amazing. I would love to see a truck come through with cattle in it.
Might just be soothing,
soothing to them as they're on the way to get butchered. Thing whip through, okay.
last trip.
That's dark, Bill.
Come
lights.
On, turn this dark. On that note, it is now time for a Thursday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is a cool parenting tips Thursday, Bill. What do you have for the breakers today?
Well, I'm going to have to go back to a couple days ago, but it's real simple. Making a list, checking it twice. Making a list, checking it twice. Teach your kids to make a list. I've always talked about people that need to hear from you, people that you need to hear from. How to connect with people that you need to hear from. So I'm at this event. I had to speak at a huge program for Alex Smith's induction of the College Football Hall of Fame. So we're at this big event. I'm standing there. And from behind, all of a sudden, I get this giant bear hug from this guy. Mm-hmm. And I turn around, and I'm like, I lose my mind. I completely lose my mind. It's Kavika Casco. It's one of the toughest safeties I ever had. He was a walk-on at Utah. He's from Maui, from Hawaii. Mm-hmm. He's from Maui. And it was like I hadn't seen him forever.
Say the name again.
Kavika Casco. Kavika. And my whole life changed. And just in that brief little moment, I saw Spencer Toon, another one of those people I hadn't seen forever. And it was like, oh my. And I started, the flashes came back. Do you guys remember the Chicago Bears meltdown? Hail Mary. The guy's watching, looking in the other direction when the ball's in the air. The guys are running down the field like that. That happened. The same play happened. Not like that. It happened at Wyoming. Kavika Casco, I put in the game on the last play to be the pigtail, mm-hmm. and he's the one who has to play for the bounce. If the bounce happens, the bounce happened. Wyoming catches, has the ball in his hands. He's turning down to win the game at Wyoming, and here comes the flying Hawaiian. Kavika Casco comes across, and he punches the ball out.
Love it.
He punches the ball. He's 5'10", 165. He punches the ball out.
Hawaiian.
The flying Hawaiian knocks the ball out. We all fly home happy. Because guess what? And he's like, it just changed my life just seeing him again. It was like, oh my God, it was so incredible. I mean, it was like tears were just rolling down my face. Oof. And talking, and then we're talking, hey coach, remember when we came back out and I was recruiting at a different school, and I go see him like 10 years later, and he told me, he goes, hey, come down to the beach. I'll tell you where I used to hang out at here in Maui. Mm-hmm. He was living back in Maui. So he takes me down there. He goes, all right, let's go. He's got a big longboard.
He takes me out.
He taught me how to, he got me up surfing.
The
Flying Hawaiian, because he was a professional surfer too. So he took me out on a longboard, taught me when the waves are coming, gave me a shove, got out on that.
Nice.
And then I'm talking. He goes, coach, he goes, you remember that when I drove you back to the airport at 4 a.m? And I said, I do. He goes, remember that girl you're giving me a hard time about that was with me in the car? I go, I do. He goes, that's her, right there. That's my wife. Wow. We've been married for, we've got 3 kids.
Wow.
That's her. And I go, Vika, I said, I was so worried about you during the fires to see if you're okay. And I didn't know that. Oh, by the way, he was a fireman in the Maui fires. He worked 36 straight hours. Ooh. And he drove his truck right into ground zero, and his truck got completely melted. And they had to send an Hummer in to get him out of the fire to save some of the firemen that were in the middle of that fire to get him back out of it.
Oh, God.
And it's like, so it doesn't surprise me because of what a person he was.
Yeah.
So my point of it is like,
Amiga,
there's people that you need to hear from. People will say, you know, you need to reach out to somebody like that. They talk about like a life-changing deal. I mean, I had like my flailing arms when I saw him. I was so excited.
This was 2 days ago. 2 days ago.
In Vegas. He came back because he was a teammate of Alex Smith. So he flew back from Maui. Him and his wife flew back to be at the event, this program.
And this event was?
For the College Football Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And so this was a private event the night before, and I had to speak at it. I was at the program, so I was kind of nervous, and then all of a sudden he shows up. And it was just a life-changing moment for me. So right now at that. So today, each breaker, reach out to someone that you need to hear from. Someone that can make you the happiest person in the world.
That is beautiful.
So it was a lot of fun to be part of that. So Kavika Casco.
Say how he spells last name.
I'm not even 100% sure. I'm not sure.
You're
not
a coach. You're not a sports writer.
But I know how to say it. I do know that.
Casco.
You liked how he spelled caveat one time on the show.
I had it down. I said it correctly.
He was.
You said, let me see how you spell that. That's how you spell caveat.
C-A-V-I-O-T.
He still remembers how he spelled it.
I had it down. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. The media guy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy who went to journalism school wants to make fun of me like that.
That's funny.
Let's see you get all 11 guys lined up on a zone blitz.
You know my football background. Yeah.
You know what his speech would be.
Yeah.
We went over that a couple of weeks ago. He's got two things.
Don't test me on this anymore. Starting to come around a little bit.
Come around a little bit.
Oh, Tampa 2.
Well, there's a story. I'll write that.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
That's my Bills.
What else was did you encounter at the...
Well, at the actual event, like I was telling you guys earlier, it was insane because it was kind of like, I'm walking down the hallway, me and Laura kind of that, and it's all black ties, so we're in tuxes and all this stuff. And I'm like, ooh, there's Ronnie Lott. Oh, wow, there's Marcus
Allen. This was Frank. Frank went in, right?
Frank went in, so I got a great picture with Frank.
College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I got a picture with Coach Solich. Had a chance to talk to his kids, and all of a sudden I'm standing like, oh, got up, got a hug Rich Glover, got a hug Tommy Frazier. He was there for like that. Kyle Vandenbosch was there.
Vandenbosch.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
James Boy.
Yeah. Then I said, I don't know who looks better, just as incredible shape. And obviously the pipeline was, but Zach Wiegert was there, had a great conversation with him. But there was people everywhere. So I was sitting next to Tom Izzo was right here at my table, was Urban Meyer, Kyle Whittingham, all the Alex Smith group was at one table. So I got to just sit and talk to Urban all night.
Why was Izzo there?
Head coach got
Mark D'Antonio.
Got inducted.
D'Antonio.
And so he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. He was one of the coaches that got inducted.
Regal.
But it was like the who's who of every, oh, hey, good to see Spurrier. What's up, man? Was walking by things. I mean, it was like, so because nobody was.
How's he looking nowadays, Spurrier?
Looks pretty good.
He's good.
Nobody was anxious because if you were inside that room, you were supposed to be inside that room. So there wasn't people kind of like, oh, I want to go over and get a picture or sign an autograph. There was no.
Right.
Everybody was
you
just
have
cool.
To take selfies.
You know, I'm sitting there talking, like I said, Alex Smith, or I'm talking to his parents. So I thought, oh, God, good to see Andrew Luck here. You know, whipping
Andrew
in like that.
Luck.
But it was just it was like the who's who everywhere. And it was just so cool. So to be there. When Alex got, you know, inducted into the Hall of Fame and be part of that, and then also when Coach Solich was there, because he'll become the sixth College Football Hall of Fame coach that I worked for, because my first coaching job at Nebraska was Ed Ogeron's not in yet, but he will be. Barry, Tom, Urban. Kyle Whittingham's not in yet, but will be in yet. So there'll be a total of six when they all get said and done.
Remarkable.
To have to fall that back. But the first year at Nebraska, when I got hired, it was in the spring, and I was going to go to defense eventually, but I didn't. So Frank took me. So I coached running backs with him.
That's amazing.
And we were talking about what you had to know at that time because of the four stations. So I had the side station. And so when it came, when they rotated around, sometimes you'd have the four, sometimes you'd have the ones. So I'd have Mickey Joseph, whoever the quarterback was, the one offense. And you had to know everything because you had the script and you were calling the plays. It wasn't just kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm just kind of, you know, helping out, you know. No, you had to know your stuff. And me and Frank talked about that two nights ago about how you had to be so well indoctrinated what was going on and how those coaches counted on you. Because if they all of a sudden, when they turn the film on to watch your station.
Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
And it was wrong. It was on you.
Yeah.
It was like, wait, what was going on over there? Or if you're, then the next year, I'd be doing a station, I'd be on defense. If you're lined up wrong, it's like, hold it. What are we doing? We're in Oakey. Why are we lined up like this, Bill? You were in charge. It was a problem. And then that means the whole period was wrong. I mean, you're going to just catch it.
And you had to answer to the big man.
You had to answer. And it was like, and you watched.
Guess who the big man was?
Yeah. And you watched every snap of film. So it wasn't like, oh, maybe they won't notice it. Oh, they're going to notice it.
Yeah.
They're going to notice it real fast.
Never thought about a coach slinking down in his chair during film. You always think about players.
Like, you're sitting there going like, oh, man. And you were. You had your calls. I remember defensively stuff, people asking me questions. Hey, we get that. And you better have the answer. Mm-hmm. You better be able to
say. That helped you.
Yeah.
That had to help.
It helped you because you went out there. You were so wired up at Nebraska. You're like going, I've got to be on. It's not kind of like, ah, it's cool. We'll get it. Don't worry about it. No, we just wasted 18 reps at your station because you didn't have them lined up right. I mean, you showed the wrong look to the offense, and the defense didn't know what they were doing.
That's not good.
And that's a bad day.
That's interesting.
And you had to know it. But Frank, I said, without Frank, I'm not in coaching because of him able to let me have that first year with him. And we laughed about grading the film in spring because, you know, they'd run 190 or 200 some plays, usually a scrimmage now. I mean, we would grade film for 6 hours.
Good God.
It took forever. It'd be like, there was like the 14th fullback got some reps. You know, it was insanity. It was insanity. I mean, you were just like,
those reps
just
mattered.
Like, just blind. And I would go in early, like super, or I'd stay at night and I would grade all of them. And then I would sit with Frank. And then we would talk about, and one time we were talking about, and I'd already had him graded. And there'd be times we'd be like going, that actually should be a higher grade. It was like one, that Bill, actually on that would probably be, he missed a technique because of this. And so he would teach me, but he would always ask me, he always asked me first, what'd you do? What'd you grade him? I got this and this. Okay, that's good, that's good.
Sounds
and
then, like better times.
Then he'd come back and he'd say, I would look at that one again. Actually, he did, you know, what this, and this is why he made that adjustment or something. But that's how you learned how to do it. So instead of going like, an answer like that. Yeah, that's what I had too. Yeah. What, Coach, I'm going to give him a 2 on that, Bill. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, nope. Yeah, you had him done ahead of time, so he'd ask you, and you had to answer to it. So it was really cool. But that event was like, oh, man. The people walking around was mind-blowing. Sorry, Jake.
That's fine. That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott. Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Thank you for sponsoring that. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568. Five, your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is, of course, tonight's Thursday night football game, 49ers and Rams, all-time leaders.
Okay, wait a second.
Schaefer will be the lifeline for SIP today. Schaefer, how do you feel about Niners and Rams, all-time leaders?
Pretty good. I think Rams will be difficult. I feel like we've run into this before, so we'll see how we do.
SIP?
Not bad. These are traditional NFL franchises.
Yeah.
You guys struggle with the expansion teams.
Yeah, no Texans today, no Panthers, no Ravens for you.
Yeah. It's very confusing.
If you think you know your Rams and Niners all-time leaders, give us a call right now, 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Schaefer today in trivia. 49ers and Rams all-time leaders for tonight's Thursday night football game. You feel okay about this, Sip? Schaefer,
I feel
feels
fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see how Jay feels. Jay, do you feel... Jay's gone.
Wow. Damn,
that's a good sign.
No, it's 9. I'll be damned.
Ben. We lost Jay there, Ben. We want to get a new caller for us real quick. Dial tone's always, he was scared of you guys, apparently. Jay was scared.
It's late. I mean, that might be some of it. That clock did get me today. It's 9:01.
It is not. It's 8:01.
Right.
We can't change it. I saw that and I was like, wow.
Yeah. We can't change it. We don't know how to do that.
Atomic clock. All right. Yeah. Greg, how do you feel about Niners and Rams all-time leaders today?
We'll give it a swinger's chance.
All right. Here we go. First question.
Who's this?
Greg.
This is Greg.
Yeah.
All right.
Greg, first question to you. Who leads the Rams in all-time passing yards with 23,738 yards with the franchise?
Ooh. I'm going to say Kurt Warner, but it might be the other guy.
No.
Might be the other guy.
It's not. If you don't know this one, I would encourage you not to take
Schaefer, it. Schaefer, I'm going to say I don't know.
I don't know it either. I have a guess, but it's not worth using the guess here.
So. Make a guess. No, it doesn't count.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
We're good on that?
Yeah, we're not taking it.
Mark Folger.
No, he's second.
Okay.
It'd be Jim Everett, actually.
Really?
Jim Everett. Yeah. That was your name, Sip?
Yes.
He's first, but you didn't take it, so 0-0 tie.
No, didn't take it.
Sip, first question. Who leads the Rams in all-time sacks with 159.5 sacks with the franchise?
159?
Yeah. Yep.
I should know this. It's a name. I think it's an old-timey name.
It's old school?
Yes. Schaefer, where are you on this?
Again, I have a guess, but it's not one that I'm like super, I feel super strong on. So if you have a name, I would just go.
He did commercials for a long time. He has a beard like yours. Jake knows that I'm right on this.
I think
this.
I know who you're talking about.
What's that person's name?
Go ahead.
Did he play at Utah State?
Played at Utah State.
I have no idea about that.
Yeah, played at Utah State. He absolutely did.
You got 5 seconds.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I think I do, but I'm still not going to use 5 guess on it. Because I don't.
Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie.
There's a lot of hints going on in here.
I can't say his name, though. I can't get his name.
One. I got his name.
Yeah.
I don't have it.
Don't say it. Greg, do you want that or not?
I'm going to pass, but don't tell me it's Deacon Jones.
Deacon Jones.
I was thinking Merlin Olsen.
It
was Deacon Jones.
Didn't have any of those names.
But yeah.
I had Deacon Jones also.
I was thinking Donald Beattie.
Deacon Jones was with the Cowboys.
No, Deacon Jones was with the Rams. Deacon Jones also was on the Brady Bunch one time.
That's right.
He had 159.5 sacks with the Rams in 10 years.
Yeah, rough.
Was it Fred Dreyer with them?
Fred Dreyer was definitely with them.
All right, back to you, Greg, for the lead, 0-0 tie. Okay. Jerry Rice is first all-time in receiving yards with the Niners with 19,000-plus yards with the franchise. Who is second with 8,572 yards with the Niners?
Well, let's see. You said 8,000?
Yep, 8,572. Who is second with that amount? Five, four.
Let's say Terrell Owens, bound to get 10.
Brilliant!
Terrell Owens is correct.
Yes.
Yeah. 1-0 lead.
Who was the, played with Rice? Who, I thought it was
Taylor.
Taylor.
He was really good, too.
Yeah, that's who I thought it
was. What was the tight end's name? Dwight Clark.
Right? Yeah. Well, George Kittle's third right now, actually. Kittle's third behind Terrell Owens, yeah. Kittle's third.
Would never have guessed that.
This is for the tie.
We're down 1-0 right
now. And Schaefer's in play. Who? What coach leads the Niners in all-time wins with the franchise with 98?
There's only one answer, right?
I think it's a trick. I think you're getting tricked. I think it's set up for that, but isn't.
Oh, with 98 wins?
98 wins with the franchise.
Okay, then I would say it's one of two.
Which one is it?
It would be the guy who presided over all the Super Bowls, right? Like,
That's what I think you're being tricked on, maybe.
I think it's Walsh, right?
Yes.
You going Bill Walsh?
Yes. So it's Seifert?
Seifert has 98 wins. Walsh has 92.
Yeah.
Hey, Seifert was 98 and 30 there.
Jeez.
Walsh was like 92 and 55. Seifert was awesome there.
Yeah.
But one Super Bowl?
Trick. That was
two
a trick.
Super Bowl. Two.
It's a good trick.
Two Seifert titles. Won two.
He won two.
And it's like he's not mentioned.
No one talks.
It's like he's not
a Hall of Fame coach at all.
That makes no sense.
He went to the Panthers. Wasn't very good there. But again, expansion franchise at that point.
This is an example. If I have to be more assertive as a play caller, I had Everett. I had Seifert.
Yeah, well, you should have went.
Greg, congrats. Okay, win Bengals. Nice win.
It's not your fault.
Nice win,
you guys
Greg.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bill, real quick, how many regular season touchdowns did Jerry Rice score in 16 seasons with the Niners?
Okay, well, you can figure it out. Do math.
How many 16?
I'm going receipt. Yeah, I don't know if you had to rush it. How many regular season receiving touchdowns did Jerry Rice score in 16?
199.
Hold on. Let me do some math.
Schaefer and Sip over under 199.
I would be under on that.
What was you say 99? I'm going to
199.
Over. I'm going to go over.
What would you put for number, Schaefer? It is under.
Oh, it's under.
Okay. I had 156.
176. Yeah. Incredible numbers, though, for Jerry Rice. Obviously, the best of all time.
I was going 10 plus.
Okay.
That was my theory.
He was very good, as we all know.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Yeah,
you're welcome. All right. We are way late, so we're going to get out of here. It is time for the spillover. When we come back next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.